Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airways. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is the Monday edition. As we kick off Hour 1, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And I want to welcome WWKK Cool 750 to our happy little weekday family of affiliates.
Hooray!
Well, no, WKK.
WWKK.
That's a pretty awesome call letters.
Cool 750 up
okay.
in Petoskey, Michigan. They're on board with us 6 nights a week now.
Cool.
Which is fantastic.
Where's Petoskey exactly?
That would be the very northern tip, if you will, of Michigan.
Of the glove or the dog?
I don't know much about Michigan. It's north.
Okay.
North in Michigan.
I see. Well, good.
If you want to answer Mark's question, 1-800-259-9231. But this is Free Talk Live. It's going to be radio unlike anything you've pretty much heard before. Now, we're on the Progressive Station. And Stone Communications up there in Petoskey has two talk stations.
Okay.
So they've got the conservative station, and then they've got the progressive station.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Yes, it is going to be interesting.
That's probably the single biggest selling difficulty that Free Talk Live has is we don't fit a format for either one of those types of stations.
No, certainly we don't.
We're not a progressive show, and we're not a conservative show. But
why do you guys got to be rebels? Why can't you just conform? You know,
fit in the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you got to be all wanting liberty and goodness in your life? Stop that.
The progressives and the conservatives have it wrong on some issues.
Well, I think that if we're going to be on a progressive station, we should position ourselves as progressives.
We're
progressing towards freedom.
We're only on one progressive station, and the other 15 are, I don't know, different kinds of stations. Why would we position ourselves for one particular station?
I don't know. Just for tonight, that's all.
Okay.
Because
but we're
going
to be on that station every night, though.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Well, just to say that you're going to really agree with us on some issues and you're going
to
really disagree on others.
I think that's
please
a good way
us,
to put it.
Give us about 6 weeks, and I think you'll come to see that Free Talk Live, we make a lot of sense.
All we ask is 3 hours a day.
All right.
Well, we don't ask that.
All right. If it's your first time listening to Free Talk Live, understand this. The show is about your calls. You can call in about whatever you want. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. But we're going to start things out with a story out of Oakland today, which is it's just stunning to me how far this infiltration of the police is going. We've talked about stories before where there have been anti-war protests, and it has come out after the fact that the police departments have been there on the scene with, say, undercover plainclothes operatives with cameras and recording devices to sort of catalog who is involved in these protests. And that's pretty outrageous as is to suggest that the people involved in these protests are somehow potential terrorists.
That they need to be watched.
Right.
As though terrorists are going to picket something, for instance. Did
sure.
Timothy McVeigh picket anything?
I don't know.
No.
I can't imagine he would have.
Not that I've ever heard of. Did any of the 14, 16, 18, whatever it is, Muslim guys that were involved in the flying airplanes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and the one that fell off in there in Pennsylvania, did any of these guys picket anything?
No, no. I don't think so.
No, terrorists. No. Not so much. They're not going to be picketing anything. And they're not going to hang out with anybody who's picketing anything.
But nonetheless, these police feel it's something they should be doing with their time, is spending time watching anti-war protesters. But it's gotten much worse now.
Well, they just want to throw their power around and stop them from, you know...
scare them. They want to scare them.
You know, they shouldn't be disputing anything that we're doing in the government. We're making a police state here. Please, leave us alone.
No dissent allowed. Well, and now it's getting worse. Two Oakland police officers working undercover at an anti-war protest in May 2003 got themselves elected to leadership positions in an effort to influence the demonstration, according to documents released last week.
Now they're influencing the demonstration.
Now they're leading the demonstration.
This is how it's done. You know, this is how they get people to do illegal things. And
when they incite them, like, yeah, go bomb somebody or throw that Molotov cocktail.
That's what was said with the group in Miami that they picked up, the seven people or whatever, that they were planning to do such and such. Well, they had undercover agents in there inciting them to do such a thing. So who's to say who said what?
So they didn't even have the ideas before the undercover agent came in and said, hey, why don't you do this?
Who knows even if they were going to follow through with any of this, and these agents were in leadership positions in this organization, too.
Well, here are the rest of the details. The department assigned the officers to join activists protesting the U.S. war in Iraq and the tactics that police had used at a demonstration in an earlier month, a police official said last year in a sworn deposition. And the tactics, I don't understand that. Oh, they're protesting the war in Iraq and the tactics the police had used at a demonstration. So it was the undercover police protesting the police tactics at an earlier demonstration. At the first demonstration, police fired non-lethal bullets and beanbags at demonstrators who blocked the Port of Oakland's entrance in a protest against two shipping companies they said were helping the war effort. Dozens of activists and longshoremen on their way to work suffered injuries ranging from welts.
So they shot the longshoremen too?
Yes, to broken bones, and have won nearly $2 million in legal settlements from the city, or rather the city's taxpayers. The extent of the officers' involvement in the subsequent march, May 12th, led by direct action to stop the war and others, is unclear. But in a deposition related to the lawsuit filed by the protesters, Deputy Police Chief Howard Jordan said activists had elected the undercover officers to, quote, plan the route of the march and decide, I guess, where it would end up and some of the places that it would go. Is this a little bit disturbing, the idea that police... undercover police officers are infiltrating anti-war groups to the point where they're actually taking control of the groups themselves?
Well, that's just the most recent step. I don't see the Constitution... You know, it seems like a violation of the Constitution to me, the First Amendment, Bill of Rights, that says that you can peaceably assemble.
Well, they didn't stop them from assembling.
Yeah, but they're...
They're just being infiltrated by the cops!
Okay, let me read this and see if we can punch a couple of holes in that. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble. I guess you're right.
Yeah, there's no law involved here. They're not stopping them from assembling.
It's
just now the police are the ones planning the protest.
You know, they got the black shirts off and the right in the peacenik movement.
I don't see that there's anything particularly wrong with that.
What, wrong with the cops planning the protest?
Right, yeah, there's nothing particularly wrong with the cops planning the protest, but then again, if you're going to a protest to begin with, you might want to pay attention to everything that's going on. Because I've gone to protests, I've gone to a couple of protests where there's been some sort of a police presence on the outskirts of things, but I made sure, you know, I'm not going to go to a protest organized by some random jackball that I don't know.
Right.
You know, you've organized things before, Ian, and I've gone because you've organized
them.
I've known the people involved.
And I'm not an undercover cop.
And you're not. And I've known the causes involved. But I have been, you know, I've gotten information about, oh, we're having this protest from some random group online. I'm like, I don't know you people. I'm not going to go stand out with signs and cause... You know, and make a fool of myself with all these people that I don't know.
I don't want any time in a holding cell with you. I'll see you later.
Exactly. You know, it's just, I'm one of those people, I'm going to go to protest with people that I know. So, if you're going to protest organized by complete strangers, they might be undercover cops, and you might kind of deserve what you get.
I don't know. I mean, I've definitely gone to protests organized by complete strangers, and if I agreed with the cause, I don't feel like you get what you get. I mean, that seems a little harsh. I don't think the cops should be involved in this.
No, certainly not. I mean, these are taxpayer dollars that are being spent in order to keep an eye on a bunch of people with anti-war signs.
Right.
Essentially, a bunch of people with dreadlocks, and they smoke a bowl before the protest. You know, that's the worst that they do.
It's pointless.
But it's costing us money.
Lots of money.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. And this
is the best that our creative police officers can come up with. This is the very best they can do to keep us safe. Infiltrating a bunch of dirty hippies that are...
That's not nice. You don't know if they're dirty.
Okay, a bunch of hippies.
Hippies need to be controlled, Mark.
Patchouli-wearing hippies out in Oakland, California. That's what they want to spend their time infiltrating. These people don't do anything to anyone. The worst was the clown story that we read where three hippie clown guys went out to South Dakota and banged on some missile silos with some hammers. This is not terrorist activity, people. I'm worried about dying, not about clowns banging on silos with hammers.
No, we need to round up all the hippies. They're dangerous. Dangerous.
If you want protection, don't look to the government for it, because this is what they're busy doing with your taxpayer dollars. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple, step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Welcome to the police state of America. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show. So if you're one of our brand new listeners up in Petoskey, Michigan, or one of our newer listeners in Tallahassee, then you've missed a lot of show. because we've been doing this for a while, and we give away an entire year on our site at freetalklive.com, so go and take advantage of it. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Now, when I came back in and I said, welcome to the police state of America, Mark, you put a little grimace on your face.
Yeah,
you look like I've injured you.
Such a drama queen.
What, you don't think we live in a police state?
Well, I think that we're progressing towards a police
state. At what point will we be in a police state, Mark?
I think we got to go a little farther.
When,
like
any
jackboots.
Oh, okay. So it's just about what they wear?
I think it's jackboots.
So it's a uniform issue. Is
more
that really?
Checkpoints.
So as long as they're doing their checkpoints in tutus, then we're not in a police state.
No, then we're just in a laughable state.
So as long as they're in like nice flat front khakis and sensible shoes, we'll be okay?
Who's doing the checkpoints at this point?
I don't know. A bunch of guys from a Dockers commercial.
If it's gals, then, you know.
Well. We just read a story from Oakland, sfgate.com, reporting that two Oakland police officers undercovered an anti-war protest, managed to get themselves elected to leadership positions in the anti-war group. And so this is one of the many things that our police are busy doing today with your tax dollars to supposedly stop terrorists. Another thing they're doing is arresting rogue flyerers. Last week we talked about Russell Canning. He's mad.
Rogue flyers?
Rogue flyerer.
People,
flyerer.
People that post bill posters.
I just wanted you to do it again.
Flyer hander outers? What's a better word? People who pass out flyers?
There you go.
How about that? Because Russell Canning from Keene, New Hampshire, was attempting last week on Thursday. We brought the story to you. In fact, Russell called the show. He was attempting to hand out an informative flyer to the IRS agents in his hometown of Keene. And the IRS office happened to be on the second floor of the Postal Service building. So it's kind of a sort of a federal agency building. The Postal Service is on floor one, and then on the second floor, the IRS and probably a couple other different offices. And so he was trying to get to the IRS office, but they knew that he was coming. So they had agents there already because this was all planned out in the open. This wasn't something secretive or anything like that. And they arrested him. And then they
what did they charge him with?
There was a few different charges, disorderly conduct, disobeying an order, that sort of thing. There was a flyering charge as well.
Okay. So he came to the place with flyer in hand. All he did was walk onto the property with flyers in hand.
That's correct.
And was arrested for disorderly conduct?
That's right. That's right. They tried to block him from the stairwell.
He tried to go around.
And he tried to go up the stairwell, and that's when they arrested him.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're not allowed, apparently, to walk on so-called federal property unless you have a legitimate reason to be there. And I guess going up to speak to an IRS agent to hand them a flyer is illegitimate in today's world. But there is somebody who's a little bit closer to all of this, and we're going to go to the phones. Caleb in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Caleb.
Hi, Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, you're actually there in Keene. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I'm in Russell's home right now, calling you from his home. I'm here with Kat. She's talking to a reporter from somewhere.
Okay, Kat is Russell's wife. Russell, what happened today? Because we actually haven't gotten to what happened to Russell today. I just sort of recapped what happened last week when he was arrested for trying to get into the IRS office with a flyer. He was released. He was then arrested again after he returned to the IRS office for a second time that same day. He was then released again. He had planned to go yet again this week, I think it was on Thursday. But this morning, what went down?
Well, I know around 10:30, I was not here, I was working, but Pat has a picture on the NH Free Forum. They came in, knocked on the door, Russell answered. They threw him to the ground and arrested him and brought him to court to face his trial. He had not showed up Friday, obviously, for the trial.
Right, he had told us on the air on Thursday night that he was not planning on showing up for his trial, and so this morning they essentially... They raided him, right? They raided his house.
They dropped the flyering charges, but they kept the four of the five charges, disorderly conduct and going in a building without a legitimate purpose, stuff like that. I'm not exactly sure of the nature. I was not able to go to the trial because I was working. Dennis Goddard has posted on the NHFree.com forums. He's posted a really great synopsis. He was able to go.
Right, I saw some of that. It looked as though that Russell was there in front of this federal judge, And the federal judge set a date for the trial, and Russell basically told him, look, I'm not showing back up. He just told the judge straight out, I'm not coming to your trial. And so then they decided to just have the trial right then and there.
Well, so because, Russell told him that would be okay, apparently. And so they had the trial, and Russell said, well, I won't show up for sentencing. So they said, well, I'm going to hold you, obviously, because they don't want him. The judge actually kind of, in a way, is doing him a favor, I think, because if he didn't show up for the sentencing, that would be a federal crime worth a minimum of a year in prison.
Okay.
So the judge is holding him. He says, you will be at the trial.
How long till the sentencing?
The sentencing. 30 days.
Yeah, it usually takes about 30 days to get
so
sentenced.
He's sitting in federal prison.
So he's been
right
found
now.
Guilty of something?
Yeah, he was found guilty on 4 of the 5 charges. They dropped the flyering charge.
Because he never actually, the reason they dropped the flyering charge is because he never actually got to hand a flyer to anybody.
So he had a trial today with a jury?
No, it was just the judge from what I understand.
I see.
She told me that there was no jury. It was the judge and the ICE guys.
He didn't plea out, right? I mean, they just basically found him guilty. Is that the case?
Yeah, the judge said he's guilty, obviously. Of going into a building for the purpose of exercising free speech.
Right.
We can't have that here in America.
No, apparently not. At least not in this new police state of America, like I was saying before.
Well, it would be hard to understand what more you'd have to do to live in a police state. We don't have, if you look at our Bill of Rights, we don't have any of them.
No, they've pretty much all been shelved. They've pretty much all been flushed down the toilet, and I think Mark is just too reluctant to admit that his wonderful little free country has gone spiraling down the drain towards totalitarianism.
Well, I'm not saying it's not spiraling. I'm just saying that, freedom's it's this gray area. You, like,
just
you see
another
black
word
and white.
Nothing left to lose, basically.
Well, yes, I do believe that if you walk into the lion's den with a switch in your hand and smack it on the butt, it may very well reach out and chop your head off.
Right, but he didn't smack anybody on the butt.
Yes, he did go into the lion's
den.
He walked into
the IRS
lion's
building.
Yes, he's screwing with them. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be.
They deserve
I'm just saying that, you know, what was his goal? What was that he wanted to prove?
He's trying to
that the IRS agents are a bunch of jerks? Congratulations, he did.
He wants the IRS agents to leave Keene. He doesn't want an IRS agency in Keene.
How likely is that?
Well, actually, our IRS office is one that's on the bubble for being closed. So we're thinking we can push him over the edge.
Maybe.
I know the purpose of the flyer was actually to encourage the agent to sign it and essentially quit their job. He was trying to persuade them that, you know, the job that they are doing is being paid for through theft. They're taking money by force, and that's how they're getting their paycheck. Caleb, thank you for the update. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. What would it take to make you believe that you were living in a police state? This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to gcnlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photos. In fact, they're validated, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to, got a new subdomain now, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Ooh.
Hey.
Nice. Look at you with your subdomain.
Yes. So that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
That only took 4 years.
All right. So we're talking about the Russell Cannon case. Russell, he's a Free State Project member. He was arrested twice last week by the feds for trying to go to the IRS office to simply hand them a flyer. Then he was arrested this morning at his home when the police raided his house, threw him to the floor, and then took him to Concord, New Hampshire, to federal court to stand trial on the charges that they charged him with last week. They decided that he was going to have to stay in jail because he refuses to return to any further trials because he doesn't think that the government is legitimate, and I'm with him on that.
Well, you know, it's funny that how they react when you flout their power.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, just like, no, I don't want to hear that.
Well, in fact, here's a little bit from inside the courtroom before
you will
he was
respect us.
Before he was sentenced. Apparently, they had two witnesses. The first witness was an Inspector Palmer. He went through the step-by-step events of July 27th, which is last week. Second witness, the ICE guy, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. What are they doing involved? Apparently, their job is to protect federal buildings as well as also protect the borders, apparently. So the ICE guy says, apparently, he went through the events from his perspective. Again, all focused on what time each event happened, who was with Russell, how he was dressed, what he was carrying, etc. This is an account from Dennis, one of our listeners. He says, I would say that both Palmer and the ICE guy seem to like Russell. I know that'll sound crass, since they did arrest him, but for example, when the government prosecutor asked what Russ was carrying, Palmer replied, a pitchfork. He got a grin, and you could tell that he was affected by the symbolism, the theater of it all. Similarly, when the federal ICE agent was asked if he had encountered Mr. Canning prior to July 27th, he got a smile and said yes, that he had met Russ when he was demonstrating on the 17th at the trial for the two individuals that are facing tax evasion charges in the state. So they'd met before. The government prosecutor dropped one of the charges, the one about passing out pamphlets, since he hadn't actually passed out any to anyone. At each phase, the judge told Russ that he could have a lawyer if he wanted one, but Russell declined. After each witness, the judge told Russell that he had a constitutional right to question each witness, and then Russ asked Mr. Palmer if he had, if he would quit his job, which was a nice touch. He apparently didn't bother to ask it of the ICE agent. Dennis says, I got the impression that the basic issue was that there was expected to be a disruption of business that day. Apparently, if the flyers had been handed out outside of the building, there would have been no foul. It was the handing of them out inside that was the problem, on the notion that this was, again, disruptive of the other people who were there. As though the bureaucrats are really busy doing important things in their jobs. As though they're doing anything more than sitting around the office, playing backgammon or solitaire, eating donuts. What are we disrupting?
What is the IRS doing in the time this far after April the 15th?
I guess they're going after people now, right? I mean, that's what they're doing.
I guess. I don't know.
And what do they do in November? What do they do?
I know that some people pay their taxes quarterly, so there's certainly an ongoing amount of that. But I would say the vast majority of them are coming in between the January the 31st and April the 15th.
Well, we know they're not brushing up on tax law because they've done studies every single year that finds when you call the IRS office for the most basic of tax questions, they get them wrong.
Yeah, you have a 50% chance of getting a wrong answer every time you talk to them.
I know what they're doing in November. They're spending money. I actually used to work for a company that did training, you know, professional training, computer training, things like that.
Okay.
And we would call government offices because they have a tuition or training reimbursement program there for the employees. And each employee is given X amount of dollars that they can spend on training for themselves every year. And it goes away at the end of the year.
So, time to spend.
In October, November, December, actually more October and November when it's really slow, after all the tax extensions have expired in August and,
okay,
you know, after the quarter is over, then that's when they're, in that last quarter of the year, they're trying to spend that money so that they can get it again next year. So they're all going to training classes, and they're all spending money on their little government-issued credit cards that they get to...
Woohoo!
Yep.
It's a spend fest. All right.
So that's what they're doing in November.
All right. Well, here's the rest of the story from the courtroom.
That's what I want, well-educated IRS agents.
Yep.
The officer stated that they do monitor NHFree.com, this is on the stand, and that they were prepared and had extra officers present on the day that Russell went to hand out the flyers because they had read that there would be a disruption. They had copies of the letter that they downloaded and also some pictures. The witnesses said that Russell was acting alone. They said they saw him talking to the press. At the end, the judge asked Russ what would be a good day for him to come in for the sentencing when he then said that he wouldn't come back on his own, essentially saying, you're going to have to come get me. The judge informed Russ that missing a trial date would be a federal offense with a minimum 1 to 2 year sentence, and he basically said he didn't agree with any part of the system and asked why the judge was being an aggressor here. That's about when the judge lost his cool. He was a bit...
Understandably. You will respect my system.
He was a bit emotional, and he said that he was the person who was standing between Russ and the enforcement of the state's executive branch, and that if he wanted to play games with the court, then he could do so, but there would be ramifications, and that he was informing, not threatening, that Russ would be back on the sentencing date. At that point, they dropped the distributing pamphlets charge, and then Russ was then recommended to be held without bail.
Now,
so he's stuck in jail until September
6th. How can they drop the distributing pamphlets when that's, in fact, what he did?
But he didn't do it. He didn't get a chance.
Oh, I guess you're right.
That's what he was there intending to do.
Hmm.
And then when the police told him to go away, he continued up the stairwell, in which case he was then arrested. You know, our activists have a real tough time in stairwells, now that I think of it. Lauren Canario got arrested in a stairwell in New London, Connecticut, because she refused to leave when the police ordered her to.
See, if you're going to try and make a point, make sure you do it on the first floor.
Or take an elevator.
Right.
1-800-259-9231 to the phones. Let's talk to Brandon in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Brandon, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Well, I was recently down in Florida for vacation, and me and my family went to Disney World. And as we're walking in, I give them my tickets, and they have this little hole where you're supposed to stick your fingers in. And I asked, there's a lady there, and I go,
what?
Well, what is this for? And she goes, we're just taking your fingerprints.
What?
So
what for?
I thought she made a mistake or something, so I just sort of skipped over, and she wouldn't let me into the park unless I did it.
Wow, you know what? My old girlfriend had a similar experience. She was shocked to discover this. This is going on. This is now an extra confirmation of it. But it is Disney World, and it is private property, so if they want to take your fingerprints and you want to let them, then that's your business. Did you end up letting them?
No, I actually sort of raised a bit of a fuss, and they sort of let go after a while because it was late at night. And
really? They backed off?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised.
Wow. Huh. Because I was going to say, if I had shown up at Disney World and they demanded that I give my fingerprints, I would have either done what you did and refused, and hopefully they would have let me in. But if they wouldn't let me in, I would have just turned around and left.
Well, how about this? Because that's not fair. It's not fair, Ian, because you live 3 hours from Disney World.
That's
but
true. He lives in Pennsylvania.
What if you went to Anaheim, California, to Disneyland, and that was the reason you went? Are you going to back out of there without giving your fingerprints then? Tough guy?
Yes, yes,
and,
I am.
And you're with your family and your girlfriend. And
Ian
and
is sitting there going, I'd never pay to go to California.
California, I've never seen that. I'd never go there.
So, I mean, what was their response when you sort of balked at this? I mean, what was the response of the Disneyland employee?
The girl first looked really shocked, and she was like, I had offended her or something. And then I sort of stuck my finger in upside down to try to get it to just take something so she would think that I did it, and she looked at me, and I just looked back at her, and I said, what? And she goes, nothing. And I was like, well, this is stupid.
No, and that was it? They let you in?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. When you go into Disney World, stick your finger in upside down and give them a scan of your fingernail.
That doesn't make it. No, he said that didn't work. Just make a fuss is what he did.
I see. Make a fuss. You want my money, you don't get my finger scanned. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. You can take control of the airways. This is your show, 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find there, totally free. You like the show? You like what we're doing? You want to help us out? Well, shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer. And what our agreement entails is that you get to shop at Amazon and buy from all of their 30-plus categories, everything from DVDs to their new grocery store, which is really cool. So all kinds of different stuff to buy. Get it delivered to your door with, in many cases, free Super Saver shipping, which is a heck of a deal. And the bonus is that we get a percentage of the sale. So if you enter through Amazon's normal website, then we don't get that percentage. So if you want to send that to us, then go to amazon.freetalklive.com. So you just enter through our portal. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done, help Free Talk Live all at the same time. All right. I got some. Actually, we got Bob in Florida. Bob in Fort Myers. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Mark. Hello.
You know, I love the Amazon.com. I just bought a pair of those Sony MDR-600 headphones from there.
That is fantastic, Bob. This sounds familiar.
You can get those for about $70, and they retail for like $99 elsewhere.
That is a hell of a deal. Those are my favorite headphones, Bob.
Well, they're the only ones you would use in the broadcast industry.
Indeed. That means you're a broadcast professional.
Well, yes, call Free Talk Live. This is your buddy, Bob.
I know who you are. It's Bob Garrett, my mentor.
How's it going, Bob?
How's it going, everybody?
Now, Bob, I've found that I can't use regular headphones because they squish my big, giant ears.
Because Mark is a girl. That's why. He can't handle it. He's like, oh, it presses too hard on me. I need my little earbuds.
I just use little buds. Little cute little buds.
I was just going to ask you, you don't use little earbuds, do you?
Yes, I do. They fit much better.
You need to get the stethoscopes type like Imus has.
I don't want them creating a vacuum there against my ear and then, you know, possibly damaging the eardrum.
Actually, Imus is wearing a stethoscope so he can check and make sure his heart's still beating throughout the course of the show.
Well, it's pickled so well, I can't imagine it actually has to work.
Close to death he is, huh?
This is the reason why Mark will always be a co-host, because he just can't get the headphone thing right.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. So, Bob, what's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, I don't know. I was just reading in the newspaper about all the action in the show and how you're heading up to New Hampshire. This is for real?
This is for real, man. We're going up
there
this fall.
Are you taking your studio with you, or are you selling any of the equipment?
It's all coming up.
Oh, okay.
Why, you want to buy a studio?
Because I know that you got it, I'm sure, at a great price and would be willing to sell something to your buddy at a discount.
You know, Bob, you could have wheeled and deal with me off the air.
I know.
I know. Well, it's better to call you out on it.
Listen, I want to say congratulations, first of all, for making the move up to New Hampshire. This has been something that you've been, as your listeners know, I'm sure, of course, in the works for a long time. And when I found out that you were actually going through with it, I was quite proud of you, surprised. I hope you have a good winter coat. I would loan you mine, but I'm about 10 sizes larger than you.
Yes, you are.
And tell me about the big move.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. I mean, we're hoping it will happen this fall. It basically depends on Mark.
Okay.
And
I'm trying to get rid of my house.
Tentative.
Right. We've got loose ends to tie up.
Oh, no. It'll happen this fall, and it does depend on precisely when as to when I get rid of my house.
Yeah, it's just a question of exactly when we're going. We're not sure. It's probably just going to be one weekend. All of a sudden, we'll just go, and hopefully the transition will be to the point where we're doing a show, and nobody knows we've actually moved yet. That's how I'm planning it, at least.
You're just going to steal away into the night, huh?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Good.
Well, all right, there you go. It's Bob Garrett. He hosts a morning show in Fort Myers, and if you want to hear the best rock and roll morning show, then you should go to ZitoandGarrett.com. There you go.
Thank you. How about that, Bob?
How about that? A free plug on Nationwide Talk Radio.
I think it's awesome. I appreciate it, and good luck to you.
You're the man, Bob. I appreciate you saying hello. Thanks, dude.
We'll talk.
See ya. 800-259-9231.
You know, it's nice to have your mentor call the show.
It's true.
You don't hear Jim Davis calling the show and talking to me, do you?
No, that's a shame.
Yeah. And you don't hear Ian calling the show to talk to me, do you?
Mm. I'm your mentor?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
You're the only... When I was first starting out in this crazy business, you were the one I asked all my questions to when I was taking my classes at school. And
that's
I was
true.
Like, well, what does it take to be a radio guy? And you were telling me that nobody makes
that
any
class.
Money.
Go get a real job, kid. All right. Plantation, Florida. Since we're talking about Florida, Plantation, Florida Police Academy DUI instructor was charged with
DUI.
Drunken driving after she was clocked doing 90 miles an hour and she wasn't wearing pants.
Well, she is.
Wow, I couldn't even
Where's your comment now?
Well, she is a DUI instructor and apparently she's doing a good job teaching how to get a DUI.
Yeah. She knows
what
it from
about the
inside.
Part about pants, huh?
Well, can you think of a better way to get a DUI?
With no pants on?
With no pants on.
It is doing it in style.
It certainly is.
The Plantation
That's
Police
a pro.
Internal Affairs report released this week says Officer Lori Promo had an open bottle of Southern Comfort in her car when she was arrested on December 9th, but her lawyer said the booze was merely a training device for cadets. Is this for real?
It's brown sugar water.
The Orange County Sheriff's deputy who pulled Promo over after speeding after she nearly collided with his cruiser said he was kind of shocked to realize the woman flying down the highway with two dogs in her car was naked from the waist down. He said he immediately requested backup because, quote, I didn't want to be alone too long with a naked female on the side of the road.
I don't know what I'd do.
The 27-year she's a 27-year veteran of the force.
Man, she had a bad day.
The 1994 Officer of the Year, suspended without pay. She'll work for Road Patrol when her suspension ends in early August. You would think that, by the way, it's interesting that she's coming back to work.
Oh, yeah, we don't fire them.
Right.
No, we don't fire them.
She's been suspended without pay, which is unusual. Normally they get suspended with pay, so...
I think really the pants are what pushed it over the edge on that one.
They're really taking severe steps with this officer. Suspended without pay on June 27th, so she's had to go for an entire month without actually having a job, but it's there waiting for her. Come early August, she's going to be back employed with the Plantation Police Department.
And be better at her job now.
Well, now, it says she's going to work for Road Patrol, which I think is a mistake. I mean, it seems to me like now she's got experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now she can come to the next DUI class and say, I have been there, I have been where you are, I know exactly what it's like. And that to me is valuable.
Mm, I agree.
You want to have somebody that has been in the shoes of the classmates, of the people taking the DUI class.
So I think she should regularly get DUIs, just to keep abreast on what they do to these people, you know?
Well, because it does get worse the more you get, right? The punishment.
Right. Exactly.
So that way she could say that she's been to level 3 and now she has to walk to work every single day, and it would be a heck of a story.
See this? This is my tracking ankle bracelet, you know?
1-800-259-9231. Well, that's not the only cop news for you. This one from Massachusetts. Apparently, when you test the police for drugs, Guess what drug comes up the most?
Marijuana. Crack.
You're closest.
Torgo.
It's cocaine. Since Boston police started an annual drug test, started annual drug testing in 1999, according to Normal.
Annual drug testing?
Actually, the Boston Globe, yeah. 75 officers have failed the tests. That's right, 75 have failed. And 26 of them flunked a second test and then were fired. See, because it actually takes two tests to get fired from the police department.
I think if you're a pizza delivery man, it only takes one.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're in any other job, it's just one. Isn't that cool? That way you can take a test and have all kinds of drugs in your system. As long as you can clean out before the next test, you're good. I mean, you don't lose your job.
That gives you a year to clean up, so, you know, good 8 months to party. And
well, I don't know if that's how soon the second test is.
The funny part about this is marijuana stays in your system upwards of 30 days.
Yeah. How long
does coke stay?
3 days?
10 days? I think it's 10.
Well, apparently of the 75 officers, 61 of them tested positive for cocaine.
Wow.
While only 14 for marijuana, 2 for ecstasy, and 1 for heroin.
Just one guy. Just this one smackhead in the, in the police force.
Some specialists and department observers said they were alarmed by the number of officers testing positive for a hard drug, such as cocaine, and questioned the department's policy that allows an officer to remain on the force after a positive drug test. An officer is not fired until the second test.
I do love the idea that the officers there in Boston are hyped up on coke when they go out and guns in their hands.
I like the heroin guy. I hope he's the guy on the bomb squad. The department's drug testing policy is under scrutiny after reports that the alleged ringleader in a corruption case tested positive for cocaine in 1999, yet kept his job under the rules that call only for suspensions and treatment, even for positive tests for drugs such as cocaine and heroin.
Now, why don't they call for suspension and treatment for the people that they catch with heroin and other drugs?
Well, because
they're criminals.
Right.
Yeah. They're criminals. Okay, I have no idea.
Yeah,
maybe because they earn their money.
Because they're not cops and they're not part of this morally superior crowd. Well, the cops do believe that they are in a different echelon. They have power and the rest of us don't. And that much is true. 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. Mark, you've got a story about what happens when you outsource health care. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Indies.